ओम शांति।
आज का स्मृति दिवस,
टुडे इज द डे ऑफ रिमेम्बरेंस and it is a very special the day of blessing for all of us Brahmin souls. Always remember for this day, whenever there is this super pure day of 18th January comes, the innocent Lord Baba stays up there and he gives us the blessing whatever we want to. Only those souls will get the blessings who follow Baba Srimat completely. So today, on the day of remembrance, I would like to place two things in front of you. Those who are very good effort makers, do tapasya like the father Brahma did.
Brahma Baba jaisa tap.
So you do tapasya like father Brahma, and the foundation of that is renunciation and surrenderness. We also have to make that form of tapasya because we know the challenge of time that is coming. So the tapasya like what Brahma Baba did, tapasya for a long period of time in which he never looked back, and such tapasya, he crossed all the obstacles by, he kept his stage unshakable and immovable, and such a tapasya he did. So he was very powerful, and he had lots and lots of trust in Shiv Baba. There is no count in that percentage. He crossed many obstacles with lot of courage. You just imagine, who have 380 people in the house and he doesn't have anything left to eat. And it is not just the matter of one day, but this is a situation for a couple of years, and that was such a big test. And he crossed that situation and he became like a gold, because to attain something you have to renounce something. Without renouncing something, you can't achieve more. So we have to do tapasya like the father Brahma. So now there is a very beautiful slogan in front of you. Until now, in this world, we have seen this world with two physical eyes, but now in this confluence age, we see the world with the third eye of knowledge. We see physical world, this sparkling world with these two eyes, and with this third eye, we can see whatever Brahma Baba's spiritual endeavor was, that whatever I'm seeing through these eyes will not remain. And with this third eye, you see the complete form according to today's morning Murli, and you see the corporeal and the complete form. You also see the future of this world, the future science with your third eye of knowledge. And if you understand that, it will not be destructive, but you will see that it is the establishment with two eyes, you will feel that he is doing this and they are doing this. But with the third eye of knowledge, you will understand that they are just playing their part. Now for 2 minutes, you become self-sovereign. You get seated on the seat of self-respect. I am a shining, sparkling star, the soul. I am self-sovereign. I am seated in the seat of the forehead. I am ruling on myself. I am a very powerful soul. I am the master of this body. I am detached from this body. The one who gives peace and happiness to the world, the one who benefits the world. Om Shanti. Let's keep one another beautiful slogan with us. Those who are writing, please write it down. Those who know how to take care of their stage, they have divine intellect. Those who can take care of themselves can take care of the world. Those who take care of themselves will take care of the nature. So you take care of yourself. So today, on the day of blessing, let's create a beautiful thought. Let me give you that thought. Let's think about it. No matter what happens, I will not get fluctuated. I will not spoil my stage. You have lot of things going on. You have more, I have less things. The things will come, meaning the situation will come and will go, but you don't spoil your stage. Do you all agree? Raise your hands. If you do agree that we will not spoil our stage. So you write this down, you write this sentence down and you put it in such a way that you read it for 21 days. No matter what happens, I will not spoil my stage. Baba used to give us very beautiful thought. No matter whether I leave the body, but I will not leave the happiness. And this is such a powerful thought that will make our stage powerful. We have to keep in the remembrance, just like the Father Brahma. Let's keep in mind two elevated version. Baba has said this many times, at least 100 times, that however is your stage, your situation will become like that. And the very easy very easy way to keep your stage elevated is to have beautiful remembrance. And how will your remembrance? Such will be your powerful stage. If you want to become powerful, you become embodiment of remembrance, and you become the destroyer of attachment. It is so. There are many mothers here. You have many small little child in you. It is very easy to have attachment with those small children. You just have to do that. You keep love, you sustain them. You create a thought every day that these are very elevated souls of the deity clan. Then see the beautiful result, that there will be very deep results, deep secrets in this thought, and it will affect your family in a positive way. A thought of Shiv Shakti or a thought of a mother can influence many people, many souls. Now let's stabilize ourselves in the stage of the foundation of this earth, that I am, that each and every thought is affecting all the souls of the tree. So my purity emerges the purity of other souls. Our elevated actions destroy the sinful actions of many others. Our powerful yoga purify the nature. We are the foundation. You have this remembrance, you have this awareness, and make it natural, so there will be greatness in that. You don't have to think that you don't have to think in a way that the vibration creates fluctuation in the world, or others would get sorrow. We have to keep everyone in this spiritual intoxication, and there will be peace around everywhere in the world. At this time, overthinking is a great disease in everyone. Let's give Sakash to everyone, and let's do one great experiment. Let's start. let's see the reverse kalpa tree. I am seated in the roots. Let's just jump and sit over it. I am the foundation of this world. I am the sustainer, the ancestor soul of this kalpa tree. I am an angel of purity. So Baba's pure golden rays are falling on me. So this fountain of happiness is over me. This pure rays is spreading into the whole Kalpa tree. Our very subtle vibration is reaching each and every branch of this Kalpa tree. Now you create a thought that let all the souls of the world be happy. Everyone's original sanskars get emerged. Let everyone's deity form emerge. Om Shanti. Let's take blessing from Baba. Those who have not taken any blessing from Baba since morning until now, you all know the importance of the morning hours. Baba is ready to give the blessing in the coming time. There will be many service with the blessings. Let's remember two things. So you have inner desire to receive elevated blessings and also to accept it. So one elevated version is those who are in godly intoxication for a long time, the blessing become fruitful for them. We have learned in the Muralis that Baba has come to purify our intellect. Clean and pure and powerful as well. So whoever wants to imbibe this blessings, try to stay in the intoxication of being godly student or child. So Baba has said many times, you should have extreme happiness because think, who are you sitting in front of? In front of whom are you sitting? You should have the intoxication that God has come and is giving us the godly gifts. So we have God with us and people of the world don't know about it. We have seen God with these eyes. Let's create a thought. Let's imbibe a dharana. The eyes with which I have seen this God, we will see Him today as well. What will I not see with these eyes? Just think about it. I will not see anyone's dirt or weaknesses. Let's not go our vision to anyone's weaknesses. So by seeing God, today, it will be a very beautiful time to receive God's blessing. There is power in blessings. It can convert or it can transform the fire into water. It's a very deep, elevated version that there is fire in the world and we have to sprinkle the rays of coolness over everyone, and we have to cool down those fire with our power of yoga. So let's create a determined thought and think, everyone think for themselves, that I want this blessing from Baba for myself, for world benefit, or to make my family happy. You take a blessing of being a destroyer of obstacle so that we become a main instrument in world benefit. You take a blessing that I become a great yogi. Take a blessing that I become remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness for all. Now let's go in 1 second beyond the sky in the subtle world.
Bap Dada Kamal Asan par virajman.
Bap Dada is sitting on the lotus flower. He is in the form of innocent Lord. Take any blessing you want. He is giving you drishti. He is feeling powers in you. He is ready to give you blessings. Baba has put his hand with blessings on my head. You feel this. The rays of power are spreading in me from Baba's hand. And whatever blessing I wanted, and Baba said, Tathastu. He is happy, and he himself is the bestower of blessings. He has given us the blessing that we wanted. Om Shanti.
इस विधि को कम से कम 7 दिन अपना लेना रोज सवेरे.
Now apply this method for at least 7 days. If you want to do even better, do it for 21 days. Now have the trust that I have received this blessing from the Father and I just want to use it. What is the method to use it? Let me give you an example. Let's say you took a blessing of being an destroyer of obstacles. So you have the trust on yourself that you can destroy the obstacles of others. Whoever comes to you, if anyone comes to you with obstacles, if he tells you the story of his obstacles, you give him drishti, you tell him what should you think, what should he think, and think that you have a blessing of being an a destroyer of obstacle. You give him drishti and you create a thought that his obstacle will be destroyed now onwards. You also teach him some self-respect for practice. So if you have few experience, then you will have confidence in yourself, then we will become destroyers of obstacles of the world. You stay in the form of the bestower of blessing. That is one story of Baba I would like to tell you. On the 18th January, Baba did not come to the morning class. And in the evening, Baba said, I want to meet the children. At that time, there used to be a bell at 8:30 and everyone reached the class. Baba spoke elevated versions for 30 minutes that you all have heard. So Baba moved a little and Baba moved a little towards the gate. He turned towards the children and he said, okay, goodbye to the children. Baba came to his room and few sisters went with Baba. Baba asked Dadi Prakash Mani to sit. Baba took her hand in his hand. Baba gave drishti to her. He transferred all his powers to her and the soul reached home. And it was a very elevated stage at the time of leaving body. He left the body being embodiment of remembrance and it was a supreme state of mind. It was a supreme stage of a yogi. There was no suffering. Then the second thing is without any suffering you just leave the body in a second. Let's make ourselves in the awareness that we stay in some or the other awareness. Let's take 2 or 3 thoughts that I don't need to have fear of anything because God Himself is with him. God Himself is with me. Who is accompanying me? Who is my companion? Who has God's company? Those who have the company of the Almighty Authority, those who have the hand of Almighty Authority, how would he live his life? He would be very carefree. His life would be free from any fear. Baba has said in recent Murlis, and you note down those words, Baba has said, you are carefree emperors, Baba has said, become carefree emperors and see your life. You give all your worries and fear to me and you see what would I do. So you have to keep those in your awareness. Let's take three thoughts that I am an embodiment. I am a victorious soul, kalp after kalp. I am a pure soul. I am a hero actor of this world. I am full of godly powers. I am Shiv Shakti. I am the light of this world. These are all the light, and these are all the self-respect. We have forgotten this. We think that I am just a human being. I am very weak. Some would think my fortune is not so good. I am just a householder. Baba has said, no, you are the bestower of fortune. You are the master bestower of fortune. You are the one who gives power to the world. You are not the one who takes. You are the one who gives blessing. You take blessing from Baba and you give blessing to the world. So you imbibe some awareness in yourself and imbibe at least any three things in your life. Let me say few things to you that you have to leave. There are many things you have to leave, but there is a fire of jealousy which is there in many souls. So you replace jealousy. Instead of jealousy, you become so great, you make yourself so elevated that people would praise your fortune. How would we take revenge? We just have to give good wishes and pure feelings to everyone. We can't take revenge. We are the bestower of fortune. Let's create a thought that I have to become a donor. I have to become the one who gives. You have to give love. You have to also give respect. And it is the duty of you souls that you have to make others worthy, just how the mother and father want to make their child worthy. The same way we also have to make others worthy. If anyone wants to move ahead, you have to help cleanse his doors. It shouldn't be like you shut the doors. You remember that those who close the doors of others, their doors would be closed. Their doors of progression would be closed, as if they have taken a curse to have their own progression. Let's now stay in our powerful stage of yoga. Let's have the fire of yoga in the soul world. Now feel I am a soul, a very shining light. I am Master, Son of Knowledge, in the Supreme Abode.
Open.
The Almighty Authority, the Incorporeal, the Supreme Source of Energy. His divine light is spreading everywhere. His full energy is getting onto me. You create a thought with Baba. How do I want to spend my life? Let's surrender something to him. Now feel Baba's energy in yourself, and I am back now. Om Shanti. Everyone must have started from now onwards. You make your nature natural to give Sakash. We hear the news that this happened here, this happened that, and we will listen that even more, because this world is going to change. We make our nature in such a way that we give Sakash wherever there is a need. Whatever news we hear about, we just start to give Sakash. So in Los Angeles, where there is a Hollywood area and there is a lot of fire going on, and think about those who has lost everything, and their mental effect will influence the world as well. So it is our duty, if we understand the world to be our family, it's not just for the saying it. You start to give vibrations there. I'm giving you two simple methods. One is very simple. You go to your terrace or Baba's room. You sit down. You practice. I am a pure soul. I am the master of this nature. It's a very simple thing. From I, the soul, the rays of purity are spreading to that place, and you create a thought, "Hey, Lord of Fire, you now cool down." Now you think about this for 5 to 7 minutes. Second method, I am an angel. I am, wherever the situation is going on, I am on the sky there. You get Baba's rays of purity in me, and the rays are spread in that area from me. If you want to make the nature cool, You think that nature is becoming cool through me. Let's go in the sky of California. Let's all become an angel. I am an angel in the sky. I am a world benefactor, angel. I am a master of the nature, angel. Baba's rays are spreading everyone, everywhere through me. You create a thought, hey Lord of fire, hey Lord of air, you become quiet now. I, the angel, back to my body. Om Shanti. So you do this for 10 minutes. We did it for 1 minute. This service is very necessary. If we give sakash like this, the nature will not give us any suffering. If we give sakash to destroy the obstacles of the world, our obstacles will be removed automatically. If we give sakash to destroy the obstacles of any of souls, our obstacles will be removed as well. And this is a very beautiful time. You value your life. Let's create a thought. My confluence aged life is the most valuable life. That is, I will not get such an invaluable life in other 84 birds. This is a very valuable life. And this time has come to only fortunate souls. If this time has gone by, I will not get it again. Our each and every thought should be very elevated, that is beneficial to the world. You motivate yourself, you talk to yourself. I am a very charitable soul. I have such a time in front of me, that I am going to meet God now. I have the full right to create my fortune, very elevated. It is such a time that I can do a lot for this world. If you create such thoughts, then you would come out of the small things. So some pure souls who are entangled in small things, I would like to say them that you remember your great actions to be performed, that you think that I am a great soul and my elevated actions are calling me out. You have to perform great actions. We have helped ourselves and the families, but now we have to become helpful to the world. So if you think this way, the small things will be gone away. I don't want to entangle myself in little things. You you keep yourself in godly intoxication and in great self-awareness, today's day is very beneficial, very beneficial to us. Now let's all think, Baba's rays are falling on the whole gathering. Very shining rays are falling on the whole gathering. Let's invoke him in our mind. Baba, we have come to meet you from far away. Now come. You feel the sun of knowledge is coming down and his rays are spreading in all four directions. They are spreading in me. Om Shanti. Now it's the time. I will tell you every time that the time has come. The time is coming for Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. That in this world only Baba and his world will shine. To call ourselves Brahma Kumars and Kumaris will be very proud. People will come to have vision of you. Who is that great soul who has met God many times? People are saying that God will incarnate in Kalki avatar, but we have been meeting God for many, many years. Now let's all be introverted and talk to yourself that I want to fill myself with spiritual powers. I don't want to waste anything because I have to benefit the world. And the brothers and sisters who are benefiting in world service, in God's service, it is a great fortune. So today's day is a day of getting blessing. We will listen to Baba's elevated version as well as we will also feel Baba's energy. We will see Baba on television. We will see his elevated version and we will feel that his energy is falling and I'm imbibing his energy. You experience this and it will be a very beautiful experience. You also do experience. You also create a thought that I, the soul, is listening to God by sitting here. We have listened to many sages and holy men and pandits, but we are now listening to God. Now let's go in very powerful stage. Let's go to him who has come to us in the supreme abode, below his supreme energy.
पास।